Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 17, Messianic Markings. So suppose Mashiach shows up today. How will you identify him? You're going to see if he's riding a white donkey? See if he has fancy robes? Over the years, there have been lots of disturbed people who have laid claim to the mantle of Mashiach. There's even a psychological condition associated with it. It's called the Jerusalem syndrome. You can Google it. But seriously, how would we know who Mashiach is if Mashiach actually shows up? I know what you're thinking. He'll make miracles. He'll do amazing things. He'll be telling us the future. Well, actually, Rambam, Maimonides, who wrote codes, a code of law for us to follow, doesn't say that at all. He doesn't say, you'll know. You just, look for the guy in robes, white donkey, making miracles. That's your Mashiach. The Rambam wrote his halachas in a very practical way to encompass the entirety of Torah. And in the 11th and 12th chapters of the Laws of Kings, he speaks about the anointed king, Melech HaMashiach. So the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, in the fourth paragraph of this 11th chapter, V'im yamed melech mibeis David. So suppose a king arises from the house of King David. How would anybody know he's a king? King of what? Does he have an armed forces? A palace? An insignia? A rule of law? What makes him a king? How could he prove his lineage to be from the house of David HaMelech? One could argue that these words are merely matter-of-factly. If the person is a king from the house of David HaMelech, as a matter of fact, that's the kind of person who's going to be Mashiach. But how do we identify him? It's very hard to imagine that the Rambam expected us to identify Mashiach or to find messianic markings in the first five words of this halacha. But he continues. So you're going to talking about a person who has maybe a likely pedigree or a probable lineage. He's a princely, kingly kind of person. He's hoiga b'Torah. We're going to talk about somebody who is a tremendous Torah scholar. Toils in the study of Torah. And the Rambam is careful to point out that he not only is academically great, meaning professing an impressive and spectacular knowledge of Torah, but he is osik b'mitzvot. He's deeply engaged in the performance of mitzvahs. Our sages have often spoken about the word asik, which literally means business in the literature that speaks about the study of Torah and the performance of mitzvahs. And of course, the meaning, as we understand it to be, is when you make it your business, not to do it in a perfunctory manner or just, because I kind of have to get over this. People who are immersed in the pursuit of commerce or the deal, and they're in business, they mean business. Here's a person who studies Torah, deeply engaged in Torah study. The performance of mitzvahs, he makes it his business. To what level? Ki David Aviv. In the way King David pursued the performance of a mitzvah. And we have rich description in our Tanakh, in our scriptures, of how David HaMelech pursued the performance of mitzvot. And he does it, kifi Torah shebichtav u'shebal peh. He follows the mitzvot in accordance with the written and the oral Torah traditions. So we're talking about a very pious individual, a very observant individual, a very meticulous individual, a very scholarly individual, a very dedicated individual, a very focused and intense individual. You see a person like that. But this person can't simply exist within the frame or rubric of his own spiritual pursuit. V'yokif kol Yisroel leiluch bo. He coerces, literally, perhaps by the force of his spiritual charisma, but he literally propels people in a direction. They're walking in the ways of Torah. And lechazik bidka, to strengthen its upkeep. So he's strengthening the house of Yiddishkeit, the study of Torah, observance of mitzvahs. And this person is not afraid to take on detractors or naysayers. V'yilochem melchemes Hashem, he fights the wars of God. Not a pacifist. He's ready to do whatever it takes in order to advance the cause of Yiddishkeit. Harei zeh b'chezkat shehu Mashiach. This is the kind of person you can assume might be Mashiach. But a person who gets up out of nowhere and starts proclaiming himself to be an anointed king is just a madman. They have medication for that, as they say. Rambam doesn't say a word about prophecy. He doesn't say a word about exalted stature. He doesn't speak about wisdom. He says he's a scholarly person, a person who dedicates himself to Torah study. Doesn't say he's the smartest person. Just says he's dedicated. He makes mitzvot his business. Doesn't mean he has the best record necessarily. This is actually very strange. Because, and this is just one of many examples, when our sages speak about Mashiach, they use extraordinary superlatives. Here's a Medrash Tanchuma. And again, this is one of many examples. This Medrash Tanchuma is actually found in Parshas Toldos. In some versions, it's chapter 20 of Parshas Toldos. At least that's the version I have. So it's exposition of a verse which is found in the prophecies of Isaiah about Mashiach, about, if you will, the suffering servant of Hashem. And verse 13 says, Hine yaskil avdi, behold, my servant, says prophet Isaiah, will succeed. The word yaskil, our sages tell us, is related to the word seichel. He's going to obtain a tremendous amount of intelligence and intuition. He'll understand how God runs the world. He'll anticipate the right timing of everything, including the strengthening of Yiddishkeit, when to speak, when to be silent, as they say, when to hold them, when to fold them. And he'll also, our sages tell us, anticipate the right time for the coming of Mashiach. So that's the success. So we're talking about a very successful person. And we say that this person is Yorum, he's going to be elevated. V'nisa is going to be raised. V'gova ma'id, become extraordinarily lofty. So the Medrash Tanchuma says, here we have this verse out of Isaiah describing him as being, quote, elevated, raised, and lofty. Those are three descriptive terms that are pretty much nondescript. What does that mean? Elevated vis-a-vis what? Raised from what bar? Where are you setting the line? So the Medrash Tanchuma says, Yorum, elevated, Yorum in Avraham. We're talking about a magnetic personality, a person who literally is able to change the whole world, like Father Abraham was. He was one person who, by the force of his spiritual charisma and by the strength of his character, was able to stand on one side, Medrash tells us, and the whole world was on the other side. Mashiach will exhibit greater courage. He'll be elevated from the level of Avraham. He'll have a deeper, more profound sense of inner strength. V'nisa, he'll be raised. Min Moshe, higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gova, and he'll be lofty. V'malachi Hashoris, he'll be loftier than an angel. Why does the Rambam talk about that? Why doesn't he say that he's going to be greater than Moses? Why doesn't he say that the kind of individual that you're looking for is Abraham-like? He only mentions David HaMelech. He doesn't even speak about his wisdom, even though the pasuk opens with the words Hine Yaskil, which can be read as my servant will succeed, but by virtue of his remarkable intelligence. Now I know what you're thinking. That's a medrash. The Rambam is halacha. Medrash doesn't necessarily play out in terms of halacha. Well, actually, the Rambam himself says things like this. In the book of Mada, which is the first book of Rambam, in the Laws of Tshuva, in the ninth chapter, in the second halacha, which is the second paragraph, the Rambam describes the coming of Mashiach. And he speaks about what we yearn for. And he says, you must know, Oto HaMelech, that king, Sheyamod Mizera David, Baal Chochmo Yihye Yeter Mishlomo. He's going to be wiser than the man known as the wisest of all men. That's Solomon. Wiser than Shlomo HaMelech. V'novi Gadol Hu. Great prophet. Korov L'Moshe Rabbeinu. Very close to the level of prophecy of Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Rambam doesn't mention a word about his prophecy. Doesn't speak about his wisdom. Speaks about his habits. He's a person who is hoge b'Torah. He toils in Torah, but doesn't tell us that he's extraordinarily talented and brilliant. He doesn't tell us that he's such a great prophet. With regard to the seeming contradiction between the Medrash Tanchuma that says Nisa mi Moshe, elevated from Moshe, and the Rambam saying Korev l'Moshe Rabbeinu, which this is a question that's raised by Reb Tzvi Chayes and others, the Rebbe suggested in a letter that was penned in the year 1956, in the summer of 1956, the Rebbe says that with regard to what the Rambam wrote, Yesh Lefarish, one could explain, Shehu Rak Benogea L'Mala Tanavua. He will be greater than Moses, but not in prophecy. So Moses will have one up on Mashiach in the area of prophecy. He'll be very close to Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, but not greater than Moshe Rabbeinu in prophecy. And in this way, the Rebbe suggests you can answer or resolve the seeming contradiction. As a point of interest, I found something from the Mincha Belulah, who was one of the great Rishonim, who talks about the words which are found in Deuteronomy 34, where Moshe Rabbeinu passes and the Torah eulogizes Moses and says, Lekom Navi Oid Bi Yisrael Kamesha. There's never going to be a prophet like Moses. And the Mincha Belulah asks, that's a little difficult to swallow because we have a teaching of our sages that suggests that Samuel the prophet was equal to Moshe. Shmuel l'shakul k'Moshe. So how do you say there was no greater prophet than Moshe? And the Mincha Belulah says that we could say that when it comes to hanhaga, to leadership of the Jewish people, Shmuel, Samuel, the prophet, was equal to Moses, v'lo l'nevuah. So this is a precedent for what the Rebbe says from the Rishonim, where you can make a distinction between prophecy and between leadership. Okay, at any rate, we're talking about a man who is Moses-like, second to Moshe Rabbeinu only in the stature of prophecy. We're talking about an unprecedented kind of leader. And yet, when the Rambam talks to us about messianic markings to try to identify this person, he's kind of silent on all of this. Why? Especially as the Rambam himself uses superlative language in his own codes, in the book of Mada, in the Laws of Tshuva. Incidentally, this idea of Mashiach being greater than Moshe Rabbeinu is found in both revealed areas of Torah as well as the esoteric areas of Torah. In Lakuta Torah of the Arizal, he says that Shiloh, which is a euphemism in the Torah, in Parshas Vayechi, in the words of Father Jacob, prophetically describing and narrating the future, referring to Mashiach, he says Shiloh and Moshe have the same numeric equivalent. And yet, the Arizal goes on to say that Mashiach will be greater than Moshe. He says, is Mashiach the same as Moshe? So he says, no. Actually, Yaskil Avdi Yoram V'Nisa V'Gova Me'eid, Yoser me Avraham v'Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'Moshe, and he says, Yitaken mashalon nishlam begilgul Moshe, that which in the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu was not perfected in his soul, the extension of Moshe Rabbeinu's soul, which will be invested in Mashiach, will be even more perfect than Moshe. So that's true on an exoteric level. It's true on an esoteric level. And the Rambam is silent on this. In Lakuta Sichas, volume 18, page 281, which is a Sicha in Parshas Balak, the Rebbe sheds light on this, really in a remarkable way. As we've spoken of in previous episodes, one of the ideas that the Rebbe builds in this particular talk is the concept that Mashiach is not, by definition, the miracle man. He may make miracles. That's not who he is. The essential persona of Mashiach is, as the Rambam begins chapter 11, Mashiach osid lamaid lahachazir malchut bedavid liyoshna, to restore the house of David to its former glory, and he is going to restore shlemut haTorah vaHaMitzvah, perfection in the study of Torah and observance of mitzvahs. The Rebbe says in the Sicha, and I'll read it in its original Yiddish, Chotsh az ervet zayin anovi godo. He's going to be a very big prophet. Gresser mikol hanavim, a prophet who towers above all other prophets, korev l'moish rabbeinu. Is aber gidrei v'inyone, if you speak about the definition, the markings of Mashiach, Mashiach represents perfection in Torah and mitzvahs. And therefore, because Mashiach's mission is to bring the world into a state in which everybody is observing Hashem's holy Torah, everybody's studying Torah, everybody's doing mitzvot, because that's what Mashiach is supposed to do, because that's the mission of Mashiach, therefore the simon of amitase, the markings for the veracity of who is Mashiach, is ibn yani ba'atzme, is we have to look at firstly Mashiach himself. Is he all about study of Torah and its observance? And if he is, he's hoge b'Torah, uve mitzvahs, then the next thing we have to look at is he influencing others. If this is a person who is embodiment of perfection in Torah and mitzvahs, forget brilliance, forget sapience, forget clairvoyance and prophecy, is he an embodiment of the perfection of Torah and mitzvahs? And if he is, and if he influences others, leilach bo lechazek bidka, that's the markings of Mashiach. The Rebbe says it's interesting that when we speak about who is a prophet or how we identify a prophet, we do so by virtue of prophecy. What's prophecy about? Well, prophecy is about foretelling the future. So he says, in the 10th chapter of the laws of the foundational principles of Torah Yesodei HaTorah, he says, any prophet who rises and he says, I'm a prophet, I have a message from God for you, he doesn't have to make miracles like Moshe Rabbeinu did, or like Eliyahu or Elisha, who were of course great prophets. What is his sign? Ha'ot shelo? Simple. Sheyomar devarim ha'atidim lihiyot. He has to predict the future. And we will see, v'yayamnu dvarav, do his words ring true? We say to him, im navi ata, are you a prophet? You claim to be a prophet? Emor dvarim ha'asidim lios. In that case, prophesize. Tell us about things that have yet to happen. He says, v'hu omer, v'hanu machakim. And then we have to wait. Hayavo dvarav im lo yavo. Will his words be fulfilled or not? The umbod var of kulam, and if everything he said happened, there you go. You know he's a Navi. The Rambam, in the same chapter, in the end of Halacha 3, Halacha Gimel says, Lomadata, you can see, She'ein ha-Navi eimid lanu, that the prophet only comes, Lohodiyenu dvarim ha-asidim liyaz ba'olam. The prophet's mission, if you will, is to foretell the future. So, how do you test whether he or she is a prophet. Simple. We say to this man or woman, tell us the future. In other words, the markings of a prophet are prophesizing. The markings of Mashiach are perfection in Torah and mitzvahs. Will Mashiach be a Navi? Sure. A great Navi. Will he be brilliant? Absolutely. Wiser than King Solomon. Will he have courage? Will he have charisma? Forget about it. More so than Avraham Avinu. But that's not the mission of Mashiach. Mashiach's mission is perfection in Torah and mitzvahs. And it's perfection in Torah and mitzvahs that serve as the messianic markings. And that is how we can understand what the Rambam says in Halacha Daled, studiously ignoring all of the other things. Because here, the question is simple. How do you and I identify Mashiach? And the answer is, to see if he's doing what Mashiach is supposed to do. May we merit to see Mashiach b'mheira ubiyameinu, speedily, and in our days, amen. Thanks so much for joining.